Hello and welcome to BSN Extra. I'm your host, Jason Barfield. We're talking Conference USA soccer. It is tournament time, and the Bearcats are in as the number 5 seed. Head coach Sonia Curvelo will come in studio, talk a little bit about the season and what led to them getting into the Conference USA tournament. We'll have all of that for you in just a moment, right here on BSN Extra. Hey Bearcat fans, it is basketball season. It is time to get your tickets to see the Bearcats in their first season of Conference USA. Be sure and log on to your Go Bearcats account and get your season tickets today, or you can call the Athletic Ticket Office at 936-294-1729. Eat them up, Cats. And welcome back to BSN Extra. Jason Barfield here, and I'm now joined by Sonia Curvelo. And Coach, you guys are on the cusp of the Conference USA tournament. Let's talk a little bit about this, the season as a whole right now, and just kind of as you look back, just tell me just your thoughts on the year that you guys had.
It's been just a great year, just being able to start off with a win and being in situations where we've had to be down 2 goals and come back in the very first match, just seeing how the players dealt with that from game one. And, you know, as we progress, I think we've gotten so much stronger just from as a group, right? 50% of the team is basically new. And, I know it took some time for us to come together, but very happy with, you know, just the overall commitment. The results that we've been able to earn, and, just really going into this tournament really strong. So, I know our seniors, we had senior day just recently, and I know it's been a special season for them as well, especially leading and getting into the tournament.
When you look at this team and you talk about all the newcomers and the young players, what is that learning curve like to get up to speed to play at this level?
Yeah, I think it was important to give them a lot of minutes earlier on, and that's what I did. If players were healthy and, they were learning the concepts, we gave them a lot of information. I felt like they retained a lot of information as well. So, and really relied on my upperclassmen too. I've had a spring with them. So just really setting that standard, the culture of what is expected to be a Sam Houston soccer player. I think they've really embraced it and have been open to, new philosophy coming from different clubs, different coaches. They understood, what I want, what the vision I want for our program, and, they're all bought in.
You know, early in the season, y'all had so many matches that were so close, and, it was a late goal that you guys would allow, right at the end. And we had that conversation about how close this was. And, even though y'all weren't getting the results, you were liking, for the most part, how they were playing. How do you think those early losses, the kind of the lessons that y'all learned in that, translated into what you saw from the team in conference play?
Yeah, I think it came down to just maturity and being able to manage the game, especially in those last 10 minutes. We've gone through a lot of scenarios and just being able to just be really disciplined in those moments. And, it had to come with having to go through that to be where we are today. And us being in a situation where the last 2 games we've had clean sheets too, which is always nice going into a tournament. You got to be able to score to win games too. But what's key is, the teams that win championships are very strong in defending as well. And we've been able to keep those clean sheets in the last 2 games.
Yeah, you've allowed 1 goal over your last 3 matches. What has kind of been the change for your defense that you've seen from them over these last few weeks?
Yeah, we focused a lot on that aspect, and I think having the quality of having Libby as well as Sav available and both healthy right now going into tournament play is key. I think they've challenged each other in the last few weeks since Libby came mid-year. So mid-season. So we've just been very happy with the quality of the goalkeeper training, but also we really touched on trying to keep clean sheets because I think that's important to be able to try to put a goal away. So, and it's hard to do, but I think we've been very disciplined. We've done so much better in set pieces. We've spent tremendous amount of time in those that part of the field defensively, and we've shown that we can manage and be able to be disciplined and win certain key balls in the air that we haven't been able to do in the past. And I think also Jasmine Dybala offers us that extra height that we need. She's 6 foot, so she wins a lot of those balls in the air. So when we have a set piece or a long ball coming in, her and Andrea, those two will get it in the box, and that's been a game changer moment for us too.
And her service has been pretty good over the last couple of games, especially against UTEP. Several opportunities of balls that she was able to put into the box that y'all were nearly able to convert.
Yeah, so she's just very dangerous. And I think with her, as she had to adjust getting used to the Texas heat. She's from California, so I know she struggled that first July and August and part of September, and I think she's now adjusted really well, and she's been playing a lot of minutes. She's been starting for us, and I think she's been a game changer for us to see something different.
When you look at the scoring output that you've gotten, especially in conference play, Pam Murray, 3 goals in the league for you guys. What have you seen from Pam this year?
She's been big time. You know, she's put a lot of work in the summer. She's came in extremely fit. And, you know, she just gets into spaces. We just have to play her the ball at the right time. And if she's in front of goal, she's going to convert that play and get a goal for us.
So you guys are going to get Florida International on Wednesday, 4:30 match. It'll be on ESPN+. Y'all saw them in the regular season. It was here. It was a 3-0 loss. That was back on September 21st. How different is your team now from the team that faced FIU back then?
Yeah, very different. We're much stronger, like I touched on the set pieces. They scored 2 goals against us in set plays, and I think that was the game changer. But it was pretty balanced. If you look at in between from box to box, you know, we were competitive still in the match. We've sharpened up, and, you know, we do have 2 goalies that are available to come out Wednesday, and I'll make that decision going in Wednesday morning.
Yeah, because that was a scoreless match at the half. It was very evenly played, mm-hmm. and it just felt like they got that first goal of the second half kind of early in the second half, and then they just kind of built off of that.
Yeah, and I think from just the mental state of the game too, I think our mental toughness for our team has grown tremendously from those matches in Liberty as well. So I just feel very confident going into this tournament that we're the best we're going to be right now with the season that we've had, and just confident my team being able to come out.
How good did it feel for you, and how were you able to change some things down the stretch once y'all did clinch a spot in the tournament and knowing you were in? Were you able to do anything differently, or did you do anything differently down the stretch to kind of prepare for a tournament run?
I think when we went against New Mexico, we made a couple changes too, and we're able to rest players where we could as well, especially against UTEP. I was able to still get everybody on the field, but just managing their minutes, because it's a lot of games to be able to get into the championship game. So it's one game at a time, which we all understand that. But as a coach, I have to make sure that the player management is key, especially these last couple weeks going into tournament play when you're locked in and not having the opportunity to get that first and second seed. I had to look at, okay, bigger picture. And that's always been our goal, is get in the tournament and let's win this championship.
You had success in the tournament when you were coaching at Prairie View. This is your first run at it here. What's different about tournament play from regular season?
Yeah, it is different. I think with Conference USA, having the first and second seed get that automatic bid to semis, their legs are going to be a little bit more fresh. But at the end of the day, it's tournament play. So I think even getting that first result in the quarterfinal is just going to give that much life to us going into semifinals. So, you know, I think one game at a time and just prepare to be in the moment. We do a lot of visualization too. That's a lot of work that I did in the last couple weeks in October, to where, you know, we want players to see themselves play out what we want them to be able to execute. And that's another area that I was able to add going in October. I hadn't done it in years, but I do find that it's a very effective with this group, especially with the younger players as well.
Yeah, I think something can be said about, you know, certainly you'd like to have a bye, get your legs underneath you a little bit fresher, but at the same time, playing and getting a win and advancing can give you kind of a momentum boost and stuff like that. That's something you can feed off of, isn't it?
Exactly. So I know my players are excited. You know, we get to play another match, and to play this match to get the result, we get another game in. And that's one of the things I always share with them is we're basically playing to have another game to play again together as a group.
So another change in tournament play is penalties. A penalty shootout comes into play. Have y'all been working on that? And, you know, how has that been?
Yes, we've been working on it. I have my top five, my top 10, and top 15, just in case. I know they do top 11, but we are going to be very prepared. Our goalkeepers are going to be very prepared, and I know which goalkeeper I'm going with when we're in those situations.
All right. Well, Coach, appreciate you coming by. Good luck this week. We'll be watching once again. First match, Florida International, 4:30 on Wednesday, and that will be on ESPN+. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
Well, that's going to do it for this show. Got a short one for you. We may have a little bit more coming later in the week as the basketball season is about to get underway. So we're going to catch up with those programs as well. So I want to thank you for listening again. Bearcats take on FIU Wednesday, 4:30. The game is on ESPN+. The winner will get the regular season champion, New Mexico State Aggies, on Friday. This week's episode is recorded in the all-new studios in the Wood Forest Bank Athletic Center. This episode was written and produced by Jason Barfield. All music is courtesy ScottHolmesMusic.com. This has been a presentation of the Bearcat Sports Network.